Today on Unjaded, I'm going to walk you through an actual hot seat question that came up in my Design to Profit community, because it may help you as well. So this is from a participant. We are going to call her Valerie. And Valerie has this radical business idea, something that she feels is radical. She's wondering if she can actually do this based on her human design. Now, if you know me at all, you know that I don't believe that your human design tells you what you can do. It tells you how you do what you do. But Valerie wants me to look into her chart and see, does this make sense? She also wants me to look at strategically, does this make sense for a business? Is this possible for a business? And that's a lot of what we do in Design to Profit is we strategize. We strategize and build your offers, your launches, all of the things around your business. So her question exactly was this. It seems like everyone here in this community has their own unique point of view. I sell products. I am a product-based business, but I don't want to talk about my products all the time. People seem interested in my life. How do I share my life with them in a way that also sells my product? I have this gift for finding information for people and distilling it in a way that they can understand it. Maybe I listen to a podcast, maybe I read a book, maybe I watch a YouTube video, and somehow someone asks me something and whoosh, I know exactly how they can use that information. So I'm thinking of creating a channel for myself based on distilling information. Is that even a thing in business? She doesn't want to be a slave to content, and she doesn't want to be creating content based solely around her product, which is wise, because even when we sell a product, we're selling so much more than a product, especially with this energy of this new world that we are moving into. In human design, we refer to it as the mutation that's coming in 2027. We are moving from the cross of planning into the cross of the sleeping phoenix. We are moving from all of these big organizations really having structures that kind of put us all in order and support, I'm big time putting that in air quotes, support us, to power to the individual. Power of the individual, showing up for yourself. If you thought authenticity was a thing prior to this world that we are living in, you better buckle up, because you ain't seen nothing yet. So we all get to do business in our own way. And something is going to come through you where you are going to stand in your unique point of view. And you can leverage your own human design to see how you're going to best do that. So when we look at Valerie's design, I've got it up here on my screen. My screen share is not working well in Descript. I don't know. It's always glitching out on me. So I will put her chart in the show notes for you, and I'll put a link to it in the YouTube video as well, so that you have it if you want to take a look at it. So Valerie is a generator type in human design. She is a 3-6 generator, and she has her Ajna, her throat, her G center, and her sacral defined. She has the channel 4323 and the channel 2946. So I want to start with the generator piece. As a generator, this is such a great business idea, content idea for her, because she's already consuming this information and responding to it. So really, the content that is going to be the most magical for you if you are a generator or a manifesting generator, a generator type in human design, is the content where you are in response to something else. You can think of yourself like a talk show host or a reporter, where you are taking something that's already happened and commenting on it, which is exactly what she wants to do in this content idea that she has, putting out content based on her response to something that's already been done, whether it's a podcast, a video she watches, a book she's reading. She wants to bring that to the people when she's in response. If you are a generator type, the most magical content for you, the thing that people are going to respond to the most, are the things that you create when you are actually in response. So you can throw out the content planners, the content calendars, all of that stuff, because it is never going to work for you. It can work for you if you create the content when you're in response to fill up the calendar. But if you're just sitting down at your desk and saying, I need to do something on Monday, something on Tuesday, I need a reel here, a carousel here, it's never going to work. So how can you be in response in your content? Which is perfect for Valerie. The next thing that we are going to look at is her 4323 channel. This is a channel of radical insights. In human design, it is called freak, genius to freak. I always want to say it backwards because it seems kinder. Genius to freak. People with a 4323 channel, you have this such a unique way of thinking. You have these radical insights that literally come through whatever you believe it to be, from God's lip to your brain. Whoosh, there, it's there. A lot of times women that I work with who have this energy in their designs have had a more difficult time in school, or, and it's not that they're not smart. Even if they were like book smart, they still had this like weird way of getting the answers that sometimes didn't land. Maybe you get a teacher and they're like, yeah, you can't do it that way. You have to follow the formula, but there's no formula with the 4323 channel. Because it is legit insights coming through that are just so radical. And you have a gift for being able to put those insights into words because you have the entire channel. So you can assimilate this information or help others to assimilate this information. This is so beautiful for this point of view, this style of content that Valerie wants to create. I mean, you can't get any better than this. For her, in her content, what a beautiful use of that channel in her design. This is projected energy in her design. So she made the comment in our group that a lot of times friends will ask her things and whoosh, she just has the answer. This is individual energy in her design. So that's how it operates. It operates in this pulse, and projected energy needs to be recognized or invited in order to share. So her community asks her something, invites her to share, recognizes that she has these radical insights, and boom, the information is there for her. Of course it is. Of course it is, because that's how projected energy works. It gets pulled out of you in the right time. So she could consider that the people who are listening to whatever she decides to do with this, if she decides to do YouTube videos, if she decides to blog, if she decides to do a podcast, however she distills this information, she can trust that the people who are meant for her, who are listening, who are reading, who are following along, they actually have invited the insights and they will land well for them. Just such great use of this energy in her design. And then we look at the 4629. So this, if I was doing a reading for Valerie, I would start with the 4629, but I was answering the question first. So you always want to start with the energy that makes someone their type and or their authority. And this is both for Valerie because she is a sacral generator. 4629 is a lot about the experience. It's collective energy, and it has a cyclical kind of built-in feature to it where it understands that every experience has a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's serendipity, trusting that you are in the right place at the right time. The most powerful thing that Valerie can do is that she can honor her yes. So her sacral is asking, do you have the energy to commit fully to this experience until it's over? Do you have the energy to be in this experience all in, to trust that you're in the right place at the right time with the right people and the insights are going to come through you? Can you appreciate the vessel that this experience wants to live in while you're in it? And if the answer for her is yes, I can't tell her that. As a coach, I cannot go in and say, look, Valerie, this is what this means. This is for her to feel. This is her sacral. So she could ask questions like, is this the right content strategy for me? Is this the right content strategy for me right now? Is now the right time? Is a podcast the right thing? Is a blog the right thing? Is a YouTube channel the right thing? Will this build my audience? Is this the thing that my offer will come out of? So you see how these are all yes or no questions because she's a generator type. So she wants to really be in her body and allow her sacral to respond with the uh-huh or the uh-uh. Is this the thing for me right now? Am I here for the experience of this? That 4629 is all about the experience. And with the 4629 in her design, it may be helpful for her to walk and talk this out. Verbal processing can be a thing. And for her as a generator, verbal processing is going to be a thing. And the 4629 wants to move and talk. It is in the body. 46 is about appreciation of the vessel. It's a body felt, embodied piece of her design. So can she get her body into motion while she's processing this? Can she walk and talk and just talk it out? Because a generator, yes, has a sacral. You always want to be responding with the uh-huh or the uh-uh and getting in your body. And then you can verbally process. No motor connected to the throat. I know this is a lot of human design speak. No motor connected to the throat. So it may take another step. It may take some recognition. It may take some invitation in order for her to actually get going and doing the thing. Then I want to look at her 3-6 profile. So the 3-6 profile, I consider the ultimate fool around and find out profile. Because here, for the first 30 years of her life, she had two third line phases. So she was bumping around with life. Life was bumping around with her. She was making all the mistakes, big time air quotes, making all of the mistakes, learning the hard way, adapt. And we know that business is third line, which means that you got to be in it. You got to take the risk. You got to be in it. You got to do the thing. And then you get the information, not the other way around. You don't sit on the sidelines and wait for it to be perfect. As a 3-6, she's never sitting on the sidelines waiting for things to be perfect, ideally. Now, she may be very conditioned to sit on the sidelines. She may be conditioned to try not to make mistakes, but that's not where her gifts lie. Her gifts lie in getting in it and third lining it, really bumping around with it and seeing what works. And that's how she's going to have to do this offer. In the beginning, I said that your human design doesn't tell you what you do. It tells you how you do it. So she has decided that she's going to do this content this way. This is going to be her unique POV. This is going to be how she brings things to her community. How she does it is through her 3-6 profile. This is who she is to her people. This is the role that she plays in the movie of her life for her people. They need her to show up. They need her to bump around in it. They need to get her to get it wrong before she gets it right. And then she is stepping into this 6-line phase of her life where she actually is a role model. What more beautiful way to role model for people than to say, look, I've gone through this 3-hour podcast. I've read this whole book. I've distilled it through my 4323 channel. And here's what you need to know. And I'm going to role model you. I'm going to role model it for you in my own life so that you can come along for the ride with me. That's how her human design wants to play. I'm going to take you through one of the pitfalls that she will face as she tries to do this and anything else in her business. And then we're going to close out this episode. The biggest pitfall that she will run into is a fear of, well, there's a few, a fear of past patterns repeating, a fear of failure, and she will stay in this pros and cons place of rationalizing until the cows come home. Gate 24 in human design is the gate that I see, the energy that I see in human design in my clients, in my friend group, all over the place, as being the place that can keep you the most stuck. It is rationalization. It is finding the pros and cons to every freaking thing on steroids. Now, remember that when we look at the energy, this is an Ajna gate. So when we look at the energy in the head in Ajna, it's all projected. It's not for you. It's for someone else. So you don't get in and try to rationalize your own stuff or you'll be stuck in that loop forever. And this is what can happen with Valerie. She can get in her own loop in her head. She can be trying to use the rationalization power of that gate 24, trying to find the inner truth, trying to get to the bottom of things. And she can stay there and not ever get into her body and use her 4629 to have the experience of it. She can stay in amplifying those fears of her dormant gates in her spleen, the gate 44 and gate 32. Gate 32 carries a fear of failure. Gate 44 carries a fear of past patterns repeating. This is also her conscious sun. Integrity, integrity, integrity. She's going to bump up against, am I in integrity? Am I in integrity? Am I in integrity? What if this? What if that? What if the other thing? So knowing that that's a possibility for her, again, how does she do this based on her human design? Knowing that that's a possibility for her, come back to her sacral. Come back to her sacral. Ask those yes or no questions. Stay out of the fear. Stay out of the rationalization. Stay out of your head. Get into your sacral. Get into your sacral and really lean hard into how you're designed to make these decisions and how you're designed to respond to create this content for your tribe. So that's a little overview. That was just one question that was asked in the Facebook group in Design to Profit, the community. I'm going to pop the link in the show notes for you so that you can read up on it if you would love to join us. We do hot seat calls every month. We do business trainings every month. And if you're a CBD grad, you get a content call as well. We have a tech Q&A call where you can come in and work with my community manager, my own online business manager, to have all your tech questions answered. Those are the features. Now let's talk about the benefits. The benefits are that you get to work with a group of kick-ass women. And it's intimate enough. I think there's about 40 women in there right now. It's intimate enough that you get my attention. You absolutely get my attention on your design. This particular thing with Valerie, I wanted to bring it here because I thought it was such a great example of her sitting in this community for a few months, just taking it all in, not really super duper participating, but just taking it all in, letting things percolate, letting things come through her, and then being like, oh, I got it. I want to do this. Can I do this? Can I do this? And then how can I do this? And now we will work in D2P, Design to Profit, through the strategy of how she's actually going to bring people into her offers through this content formula. So Design to Profit really helps you to look at your human design and to understand how you're designed to do things. You don't have to know human design at all. You can know every aspect of your human design, but it's using it to strategize in your business so that you actually serve the people that you're here to serve and make the money that you're here to make. Pop it in the show notes for you. And I'm really looking at opening up these little mini chart readings through my Instagram account. So stay tuned for information on that.